It's the 2nd of September 2016, 10:27 a.m. and I've pulled in just at the beginning of the road up to Andras Farm, going up to finish off a wee job that I was working on yesterday. And so this is my 2nd rambly boo for September. It's a miserable morning, absolutely miserable. Dreich, dire, dismal, dour, name all. It's a 4D morning, in other words. Not very nice. Good job that I'm going to be working mainly in a very open and dry shed. Thank the Lord for that. Otherwise I wouldn't have been coming up this morning. Anyway, just, as I said, a quick ramble for the morning. Feeling quite happy in a sense this morning, because I've had a couple of issues with the car, the Volvo V70 estate recently, the workhorse for the family. I've noticed that the battery hasn't been holding its charge if the doors are left open during the car boot or constantly open, so all the cottage lights come on, etc. That's been going on for months now, and I've been caught several times at the end of the day at the car boot with a flat battery and having to ask someone to give me a jump start. So we knew we needed a new battery, because I tested the alternator, made sure the alternator was charging fine, which it was. The other issue was that just recently, in the past couple of weeks, we've noticed that there was a smell of petrol coming from the car. Not so much noticeable on cool days or dismal dreich days like this morning, but particularly on warm dry days. So not really that much noticeable recently, because we haven't had many of those. But it was worrying. It was worrying to the extent that we had planned to go up to Oban for a weekend, a couple of nights up at Oban. And because of this, not so much the battery situation, because the battery was absolutely fine and under normal, what we call normal use. It only ever happened, as I said, at the car boots. So that didn't worry me, but what did worry me was that if there was a leak in the fuel, because what was happening, apart from the smell of fuel, was that the car wouldn't start immediately as it normally does, and I had to prime the fuel pump 2 or 3 times with the ignition switch before actually turning the engine over, and then it would start right away. So I knew that there was fuel running back or leaking out somewhere. So anyway, I thought, we're not going to risk going to Oban in case that, well, as apparently a minor issue, develops into a major issue, and then we could be caught out up there. And also the fact that we're going down to Yorkshire on the 12th of this month for a holiday, and that's a lot of driving, a lot of travelling we do down there and around there. So I didn't want to risk anything with the car. So I got in contact with my mechanic friend, who's a very, very busy guy, but agreed to take the car in at 3 p.m. yesterday. I had to take it out to his home yesterday. And basically, he found that there was a tiny, tiny hole in the fuel filler, which was only really a weep under normal circumstances. But when he applied pressure to the end of the filter by plugging it with his finger, in other words, it manifested itself as and excuse this vernacular. That's not one of those things that goes up the steep, those trams that go up steep hills. it's just the way I see it. It manifested itself as a pisser. That is a very, very small but strong jet. And so he replaced the fuel filter, and he had pre-arranged a brand new battery for the Volvo to be delivered for me bringing the car out. He changed the battery, and the battery he changed it for was a heavier battery in regards, you know, its capacity. It's a bigger battery physically, but it's also, you know, its capabilities were greater than the one that was in the car, which was fantastic. New fuel filler. And he also topped up the steering, power steering fluid chamber for me, which was getting a wee bit low. And just basically gave the car a check over. So, fantastic to have all that done. To drive home with the car, knowing you've got a brand new battery, a brand new fuel filler, and the car has had a quick check over, so I'm going to feel really comfortable driving the car for holidays now. So that was good. And all in all, the cost was very low for the parts, because it gave me the battery and the fuel filter at cost price, which he gets from his supplier, which was excellent. And then hardly charged me. In fact, I gave him a bit extra because he was just wasn't. I didn't think he was charging me enough for the time he had put out. But we're good friends, so, you know, I think that's why he always charges less. But it was good. So, and we blared about a load of things, some common things in our life, like cycling and other things. So I could be blather for a couple of hours. But anyway, so it makes a big difference, and it's taken a weight off my mind regarding the car, and of course my wife's, and she was quite relieved it didn't cost as much as she expected it to cost. So that was all good news all round. So, as I said, basically an update on the Volvo. Oh man, I ramble about the Volvo. The sturdy steed, the workhorse, the beast I could not live without. Loaded this morning with ladders and gears and everything else for Anders Fern. So I'm going to start the engine again now with the trusty new battery and fuel filter, and get up and get on with the job. Sun's just popped its head out now for a bit, but we've had a load of rain this morning, and we had planned a car boot, but we cancelled because of the weather forecast, and this time it proved right justified not to go. The thing is, the car was loaded, and this morning at 8:30, I had to go out and empty everything back out of the car, and then load the car back up with all the stuff that was in it from yesterday, all the gear and equipment. So basically what I did last night was empty the car completely off my gear, load it up with the car boot gear, empty all the car boot gear out this morning, and load the car back up with my gear. When I go home this afternoon, when I finish up here, I'll have to unload all my gear and load the car back up with the car boot gear, because we're planning to do one tomorrow because the forecast looks much better. So, as I said, the trusty steed, the trusty workhorse, trusty, and a beastie that I love. I love this car. I've loved all my Volvos. So that's enough of a ramble now. 8:40, my God. Anyway, I best got on. That's an English expression, I best got. I don't know where I developed that. I must have got that from someone. Probably got it from the Brummy guy down there. Adrian Mix, Turbo Stream. I think. It's the kind of thing he would say. Best got on. But with an accent. See you by now.